Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror.
He has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
Special guest in studio, Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana. And today, we're talking about Family Annihilator, John List. What a creepy dude. So where do we leave off with this guy?
So he's on the verge of bankruptcy. He doesn't want to give up this charade that is his life. So he decides one day, he sits down and has three options. He can commit suicide, but he says he didn't want to do that because he would go to hell. He's a very religious man, very Lutheran.
They always are, aren't they?
Not an option for him. So, second option is he said, I could just flee. But his fear, if he fled, his family would go into poverty, and he thought that they would stop believing in God and they would go to hell, which, again, not an option for him.
Right.
So he thinks, ding, 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 I know what I'll do. I will murder them all.
That's how you get to heaven. There it is.
So that way, they go to heaven right now. They're in good standing with God, and I'll have plenty of time to repent my sins and meet them in heaven later. So November 9th is D-Day. He wakes up, gets dressed like it's any other day, goes
down.
What
year is this?
1971.
Okay.
Has breakfast with his family and waves them off, sends the kids off to school one by one.
And how old are the kids?
So we've got Patricia's his oldest, 16. Frederick is 13 and John is 15.
Oh, they're all like that little prime age of just just everything in their life is perfect. High school.
And enjoying yourself. Yeah. Wow.
So they go off to school, and Helen comes down for breakfast and coffee, and as she's making coffee, he comes up behind her and just shoots her once in the back of the head.
Oh.
He then takes her body from the kitchen where he shot her and pulls her into their ballroom, which, again, their house is so big, it's not even furnished. It's just this giant, empty ballroom.
19-room mansion.
And he lays her out in the ballroom and then goes upstairs to the third-floor apartment where his mother lives. And his mom is like, John, I just heard this crazy noise. What was that? And he said, Mom, that's why I came upstairs. I'm going to go with you. I think it's something in the attic. Come with me. So he kisses his mother on the forehead, helps her out of bed. And as they're walking down the hallway towards the attic, he shoots her in the back of the head.
Oh, not grandma.
Then he goes downstairs to clean up the mess. And the one thing he said, he's like, you know, I never realized how much blood comes out when you shoot somebody. So he cleans up the entire kitchen because the one thing he said is he didn't want his kids when they came home from school to know what was coming.
What a kind guy.
So he puts his wife in the ballroom, cleans up everything, and then goes and sits down to write a letter to the children's school that say, hey, the kids are going to, we have a ill family member. The kids are going to go with me for 3 weeks, a month, and we're going to take care of this family member so they're not going to be in school. Don't worry about them.
That would never fly nowadays.
So he takes these letters, goes to the post office, mails them, shuts off the mail, shuts off the newspaper, the milk delivery, all of that. Goes and clears out his bank account that he shares with mommy and comes back to the house and sits down at the very table he just murdered his wife at and eats lunch.
Because as you do.
As you do. And waits for his children to come home from school one by one.
Oh, no.
So first to come home from school is Patricia.
No, not my girl, Patricia. Chatty.
She comes home, says hi to dad, walks past him. And when she walks past him, he shoots her in the back of the head. Just
one
like
shot and done?
One and done. Moves her, takes her on a sleeping bag and moves her into the ballroom next to her mother. And then cleans up again. Waits for the next kid to come home. The next kid to come home is Frederick.
He must have gone to Costco, got a lot of like bleach.
I just don't know how this guy like so calmly can continue to shoot his family members in the back of the head, clean it up,
yeah,
and then do it
all
it
over
again.
You know, he was interviewed and someone asked him, you know, after, you know, while you're sitting there waiting for your kids to come home, did it ever occur to you to like, maybe I should stop? And he's like, no, not once. Once I started my mission, I realized I had to finish. So Frederick comes home. Same thing, says hello to Frederick, shoots him in the back of the head, pulls him on his sleeping bag to the ballroom next to his sister. And then this is the weirdest part to me. So John had a soccer game that day. And instead of just waiting for John to get home from the soccer game.
Wait, his other son is named John too?
Yeah,
his
favorite, for his namesake.
Okay.
He goes to the soccer game. And like cheers on his kid for a couple of hours while he plays soccer, drives him home. And when John gets home, as soon as they walk in the door and he sets down his bag, he shoots him. But it doesn't take one shot.
No.
He shoots John 10 times.
Oh my gosh, wow. He's supposed to be the favorite.
10 times.
He's supposed to be the favorite.
So he takes John again, puts him on a sleeping bag, drags him back to the ballroom with everyone else.
So it's like a lineup of all the family members.
Lineup.
Okay.
Cleans up the scene and again, like, sits down to have dinner. Because, like, this
man... You woke up an appetite when you're murdering your whole family.
Oh, that's a lot of cleaning and a lot of moving around.
Seriously. So then, before he goes to bed, he decides to write a letter to his pastor that he will leave with the family, explaining all of his reasons for killing them and rationalizing it. So he gets a perfectly good night's sleep. Someone asks him, do you have any trouble sleeping that night? No, not even a little bit. And so he gets a good night's sleep. In the morning, he... leaves, just takes off, gets a train out west, and detectives don't find the bodies for over a month.
How is that possible?
And you guys, the five bodies in a home is not the creepiest thing that happens when
detectives walk in. That's not the creepiest thing?
What?
No. All right, we'll find out what's even creepier than that, which I can't even imagine what it would be next as we continue Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show.